Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Once you begin giving people control of your money, they seem to turn into the devil. 603-283-6160 if you'd like to weigh in on this topic or any other, whatever you want to talk about. If you want to talk about what's happening in China, or if you just want to talk about NFTs like we were bashing on, they're finally dying, and I've never been I have frequently been happier, but I'm still very happy to hear about NFTs dying. And of course, now we're talking about PayPal and the evil things that it's planning to do now that it's so popular, it's so widespread, it has so much control over people's money. 603-283-6160, because this is the same old story we've always heard. The only example I can think of that's different would be Coinbase, who went into this game planning to be evil, planning to use the state apparatus to control people's money, planning to put themselves up as the gateway between the average person and the banking industry, as the cryptocurrency gateway to appease the government. Coinbase planned that for the start. It doesn't seem like PayPal or Cash App or any of these others set out to be that evil monolithic copy of the banking system.
Well, ultimately, it is the government's fault, like most things, because the government makes the regulations that these people keep having to abide by.
Yes, and if there was no government, then there would be no regulations that they would have to abide by, and there would be no state that they could use, that they could weaponize against competitors. I'm still amazed to this day that some startup, I mean, if Jack Dorsey hadn't had Twitter money behind him, there's no way Square and Cash App could have survived as long as they did with PayPal being their competitor. PayPal would have just cried to the government, hey, no, you can't let these people sell this Bitcoin stuff. They're money laundering over there. And the government would have cracked down on Cash App. However, Jack Dorsey did have Twitter money, so he was able to actually compete with PayPal. Unfortunately, PayPal is an evil corporation. They've always been an evil corporation. We were just talking about how their standard policy when they close your account.
I don't know if they've always been that evil. I mean, back in the day, you could just swing open a PayPal account with it felt like just an email address. And then eventually you could connect it to a bank account. And of course, then you'd have to go through a know your customer process. But I remember when it was pretty fast and loose with.
That's true. I did say always evil, and they weren't always evil. Yeah. Like, I still technically have multiple PayPal accounts. I imagine if I attempted to use any of them, they would immediately be flagged and blocked.
Mm-hmm.
However, back in the day, yes, I have multiple because all it took was an email address.
Right.
And now, because of government regulations, if you receive $600 on PayPal or any of these, you have to report it to the government for tax purposes.
Well, PayPal will do the reporting for you in that case. But yes, that's a recent development.
And I'm not terribly surprised by it. I mean, the government wants to track every bit of that's why I don't understand why the government is hostile toward cryptocurrency. If what they actually want to do is track every bit of money, well, it seems like they would want to move people away from the dollar and into things like PayPal and cryptocurrency or Bitcoin in particular.
Well, we know why they're hostile toward Bitcoin is because they don't control it. I mean, yeah, they can see every Bitcoin transaction.
They want both.
But that's not good enough.
They want to be able to see and control it.
Right. That's a fair point.
My friend is trying to start a sewing business, and I offered to pay him in Bitcoin. And I'm going to try to really explain to him, like, isn't this better than if any time you made $600 with your sewing business, you had to, if the government reported it because someone paid you on PayPal, you should just accept Bitcoin all the time.
Now, if you're doing this as a business, remember, this law has never existed at the time that I was running any businesses. But if a business existed, is this $600 of income or $600 of profit that they have to report?
I believe it's income.
That's absurd.
It's so tiny. But for any small business, that's a tiny amount of money.
Absolutely.
It's
insane. But
you're going to have to be paying them so much more money just to start a business now. These people, the government, don't want what's best for the people.
No, of course not. They want control, and they want to be able to tax everything, and they realize that, you know, they have to take those taxes up further now that all of the COVID-19 printing happened and the inflation has kicked in, and the dollar just doesn't go as far as they need it to. And it's not going to ever go that far again, and they're just going to inflate more of it because the dollar isn't going as far, and it creates this feedback loop of hyperinflation. Eventually, it gets to the point of hyperinflation. We're not at that point now.
Not
but
yet.
Their solution right now is, okay, well, we'll just widen the net onto which we're casting our taxes.
I think the CPI last month for March, or announced last month for March, was 8.5%, which was the highest it's been in 41 or so years.
Well, the main numbers should be out soon.
It'll be the April numbers. They'll be published this month. And, you know, maybe we're going to hit double digits. Who knows?
I didn't think that. My gut feeling as a consumer is that there was not much of an inflation increase from March to April as there was from, you know, February to March or whatever.
Well, the numbers are measured on a 12-month basis. So
that's
8.5%
right.
is from last year to this year. Basically, as I understand it.
Yeah, and I don't remember what inflation was like, felt like around this time last year, but I can't imagine it was good.
We did notice that there's cat food at Market Basket again.
A little bit.
Not that that has to do with inflation.
There was no cat food. I had to buy some different cat food, some stuff they had at the actual pet store here. I don't remember the name of the pet store. But it was some wellness brand stuff. I was like, oh, the cats are going to hate this. It's this hipster. It's healthy for your cats thing, and it's probably like 90% soy or something that's going to kill my cats. So I did not want to buy it, but it was super expensive. It came in these little tiny cans, and there were 12 of them in the box, and it cost me like almost $20-something dollars.
Oh, my God.
And that's six meals for these two cats. But luckily, I was able to find some from the place that I normally get it from, and it's still super expensive, and it wasn't what they like. It is something they will tolerate and that they will deal with. But, yeah, cat food, still missing, and still don't know why. They say, well, it's because more people adopted cats during the pandemic.
That many?
I don't believe that, first of all, because that's exactly my response. I don't think that many people
that doesn't,
adopted
yeah,
cats.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense because, I mean, whether the people adopted the cats or not, either the cats are in the Humane Society waiting for adoption, or they're being adopted. I mean, eventually they might get put to death in some places, but you know, the same amount of cats should relatively be out there.
Lots of people always have lots of cats.
Yeah, and right. You don't immediately go from zero cats to one cat and buy them only wet food.
Mm-hmm.
Most people will only feed their cats dry food, and even the ones who use wet food will alternate between wet and dry on each day.
Whenever I had a cat, it was dry food.
Yeah, my cats were always dry food until my vet recommended against it, and I was like, oh, you know what? That's a fair point. I'm going to stop doing that. And that cats have been noticeably healthier since then, but also, for the last year, it's been very difficult to find what the cats actually want to eat.
Mm-hmm. Well, to be fair, at Market Basket, when we noticed there was more cat food, it still would have been something like, if there was a normal amount of cat food all the time, then we saw that much, it would have looked like a little. But instead of being
barely anything,
fair point.
Instead of being empty shelves, there were some cat food.
It's like, hey, there's three boxes. I mean, under normal circumstances, it would be like 20, but three is better than zero for sure. Unfortunately, you know, it's just one of those. I jokingly said that it was because people were buying more McDonald's and stuff like that, so the meat quality that was being used in Big Macs or whatever is probably about the same that's being used in my cat food. But
I think you're on to something seriously. Like, I really believe that.
The amount of people eating, I think there's probably something to be said for that, because they just take all those bones, all that meat, and they crush it up into this disgusting amalgam of meats and meat products and bones and tissues and stuff, and then they turn it into a burger-shaped thing and they serve it to people, or they turn it into cat food.
I was telling Ian, and he didn't know that at White Castle, they take onions and beef and put it into, like, a blender, and then they make the square patties, which is really weird.
I didn't know that either, but yeah, this sounds about right, and in a lot of these places, it's probably not 100% beef. I remember when I was growing up, my dad, like, mentioning Taco Bell. It's like, there's no way they're actually putting ground beef in there at the prices that they're...
anchovies. I always heard that Taco Bell was, like, the grade Z beef.
It has to be, man.
No, it's seriously anchovies.
Anchovies is fish.
Yeah, they have anchovies as filler in their ground beef.
Really?
I wouldn't be terribly surprised. It seems like anchovies would be more expensive than the cardboard or whatever it is they're using.
I think I'm right. I mean, I think that's a fact. I'm pretty sure that's true.
I don't know, but I mean, that's generally what gets put into your Big Mac and your Chicken McNuggets and stuff as well. The difference is, you know, I think a fair bit of that used to go into cat food, but people eating fast food is also on the decline, as I understand it. So I don't know what's going on with cat food. It's frustrating. Economic hard times are ahead. Luckily, My cats are not in any danger of starving. When this COVID-19 crap started, I went out and I bought like 6 big 50-pound bags of cat food. So one way or another, they will have something to eat.
They'll get over it any fair.
Yeah, they just may not be happy about it. 603-283-6160. There's more coming up about the evils of PayPal.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Live, where as always, we invite you to take control of the airwaves to talk about whatever is on your mind. 603 603-283-6160 if you would like to weigh in. That's 603-283-6160. Maybe you worked at a Taco Bell, and you can help us solve the mystery of the meat.
Well,
what is it? Is it really, is it cardboard? My gut tells me it's cardboard.
I don't see anything about anchovies, so I don't know where that one came from.
We didn't find anchovies online, but I'm not taking it back because anchovies is a figure of speech.
Well, isn't anchovies a fancy, salty fish or something like that?
Fancy, but it's a pizza topping that weird people use.
It's fish, though, right?
Isn't it is fish.
Okay.
They're tiny fish. People
eat
them
whole. Salty, right? Like salty from being canned.
It sounds gross to me, and I do know they're slimy, because I worked at a Pizza Hut a very, very long time ago, and they did have anchovies. They were the only pizza place I'd ever heard of that had anchovies.
Really?
They were the most disgusting things I've ever touched in my life. They came in this little sardine-like can, and you peeled it back, and they were slimy, and I don't know.
Can't imagine really having that on a pizza, right?
Well, I know for sure, for a fact, that they're in the sauce at, freaking forgot what it's called.
You said White Castle earlier, is that what you were thinking?
No, Raising Cane's, it's a chicken place, and they have this really good sauce, and I only know that for a fact because somebody that I knew somebody that was vegan, so they wanted to order something from this place that wasn't chicken, and they're like, I'm just going to get fries in the sauce, and they're like, because I'm vegan, they had to disclose to them that there was anchovies in it.
Gross.
It's a good sauce. It's really
I didn't
good.
Even know this. Anchovy is actually the name of the fish. I should have presumed that, right? I didn't. There's actually a fish called the anchovy.
I only know that because of SpongeBob.
I would assume that. I know they're disgusting. I would not want to eat one, but
they're kind of like minnows.
I'm leaning toward cardboard for Taco Bell because when I think about, you know, the consistency of the quote, ground beef in Taco Bell, I'm like, this, you know, if you got cardboard, like, soaking wet, it would have about the same texture and the same consistency as the Taco Bell ground beef.
Well, they have to do that. It comes like a powder. They have to add water to it, and it hydrates it. It's not like something that comes frozen. It comes as a powder.
Yeah. You know that from someone who worked there?
No, I've seen videos of this. This is
It's probably on TikTok, isn't it?
I don't know.
I mean, they are generally reliable when they circulate the internet like that. It sounds disgusting. I don't know that I want to eat meat that has to be rehydrated. Luckily, we don't even have a Taco Bell here in Kane. We do.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, it's at the KFC.
I thought they closed.
I have no idea. I've never been there.
No, I've not heard that they closed.
I thought they closed years ago. Okay.
I think they were closed temporarily during the COVID situation due to staffing issues.
Well, they can't be doing well. I didn't even know there was one. But I mean, they're right there in the same strip as Chipotle, and I'm not a big fan of Chipotle either. If I'm going to eat, you know, some cheap Mexican, it's going to be Chipotle.
Chipotle went cashless.
Are they still the cashless?
I understand it.
And you have to order ahead of time. Well, that annoyed me so bad that I was like, I'm never going back to Chipotle if they're going to do that.
So Taco Bell admits that their meat is 88% beef. So that much they're upfront about.
A higher ratio than I would have expected.
and, of course, the other 12% is made up of a lot of stuff like, you know.
Soybean
oil. I don't think they actually have soy as a straight soy ingredient, but they do have soybean oil and soy lecithin, as well as apparently cornstarch and torula yeast and a bunch of other stuff.
Cocoa powder.
But not seeing any anchovies on the list.
Caramel color.
That sounds about right. I would expect about the same ingredients for McDonald's ground beef or Burger King ground beef. You know, it's not going to be 100% ground beef. It's going to have some sort of soybean oil in it. Probably some other garbage that I don't want to eat.
Interestingly, though, they over at Slate.com, which is obviously a pretty heavy leftist opinion site, they have an article also at around the same time that Taco Bell really revealed this information, and they say that most fast food meat is very low quality. One study of fast food hamburgers found they contained connective tissue, blood vessels, peripheral nerves, adipose tissue, cartilage, and bone, as you were saying earlier, Aria, along with muscle tissue. To mask the flavor of...
So this is where the cat food went.
Yep.
Because that's what's in cat food.
To mask the flavor of peripheral nerves, fast food meat.
Why
does it have its own flavor?
Fast food meat is heavily seasoned, as Taco Bell's seasoned beef exemplifies.
Without the seasoning, is somebody going to eat that and be like, This tastes like peripheral nerve.
Taco Bell's Explainer website insists that they use, quote, only USDA-inspected 100% premium real beef, period, unquote. But that's a meaningless phrase. All meat sold in the U.S. is USDA-inspected, and premium doesn't have an official meaning as a meat label.
Hold on. When they say all meat sold in the United States is USDA-grade or whatever that the phrase was, does that include the meat in cat food?
I don't know. That's a good question.
Because that's technically meat.
It is.
I'm not sure. I mean, I wouldn't eat it. I doubt that it's... what would happen if... I spent enough time thinking about pulmonary veins and whatever it is that people are eating in their McDonald's. Right. We have Jordan on the line. Jordan, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello. I live in New Hampshire, and I see a few Ukrainian flags, and I was just going to ask you three, or really anyone... Has anyone considered about, with all the funding and military going to Ukraine, that what would happen if alliances shifted in the other direction with Ukraine, you know, for whatever reason, in the next coming years, or to shift towards Russia with everything that's going on?
Yeah, I mentioned this last night on the show, actually. I think it's a point that people need to realize it's not only likely, it's inevitable. The same thing happened in Afghanistan where the United States sided with the Afghans against the Soviet Union. They supplied them with arms, they trained them, and Osama bin Laden was one of the people that the United States military trained back in the 80s to fight against the Soviet Russians. And just a few decades later, not even two entire decades later, the United States government was fighting those very same people.
And then left a ton of weapons and helicopters and things like that behind.
Yes.
So yeah, I mean, it seems pretty obvious, right, Jordan? The U.S. Proxy war fails, and Putin takes over Ukraine. He gets the spoils of war, which include whatever weapons the NATO and the U.S. sent in there.
It was probably done on purpose, just a way for them to go in and, you know, start a new war.
It does look like the U.S. government spent, you know, 20 years and countless trillions of dollars to arm the Afghan insurgents, to arm the Taliban. Like, there had to have been easier ways to arm the Taliban. But I'm not sure there were, not with the outrage against the Taliban and all of that stuff. But that seems to be the net result of the war in Afghanistan, was the arming of the Taliban. And I suspect that's going to be the net result in Ukraine as well, Jordan.
Yeah, I would think maybe this would be a topic of discussion for those in favor of secession.
In favor of secession in the United States?
Like if New Hampshire is seceding and becoming its own sovereign nation or whatever, would this be a good open topic for discussion?
I certainly think so, because it's obviously not New Hampshire that is sending arms to Ukraine and that is going to have to deal with the blowback once some dictator gets into power in Ukraine that's friendlier with Russia than they are to the United States. And that's one of the issues that we have with Zelensky and the situation in Russia. Sure, Zelensky, it seems, was put there by the CIA. He was put in power. He won't be in power forever. They're very likely to get someone in power who is pro-Russia. And suddenly all of those arms, all of that stuff is, you know, biting the United States government. When really the New Hampshire government, they didn't do that. They paid taxes to the United States government, but that's under duress. It's not the average person of New Hampshire doing that. It's the U.S. government. It's Free Talk Live.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Fed Reserve is fighting inflation. Fed Chair Jerome Powell boosting interest rates by 0.5 percentage point, the biggest hike in 22 years. Powell saying inflation is too high and must come down. President Joe Biden says a tax proposal from Republican Senator Rick Scott could see the end of Medicare, Medicaid, and Social Security. The Republican senator from Florida tells Fox News that his plan is not to get rid of those programs, it's to fix them before they go bankrupt.
Let's fix these programs so they last. People paid into these programs. They paid into Medicare. They paid into Social Security. What the Democrats are doing or what Joe Biden is doing, he just keeps passing the buck and watching these plans go bankrupt.
Senator Scott's proposal would sunset all federal legislation in 5 years unless Congress votes to pass it again. USA Radio News. A comedian was assaulted while performing on stage.
An audience member who had a knife is in custody after he tackled comedian Dave Chappelle Tuesday night at the Hollywood Bowl in Los Angeles, California. Dave was thankful Jamie Foxx was backstage.
Whenever you're in trouble, Jamie Foxx will show up in a sheriff's hat.
Dave's act had just finished and he was exiting the stage when a male member jumped up and came at him. Dave seems to be fine and the unidentified 23-year-old was taken away in an ambulance. It's not clear at this time if Chappelle will file a police complaint against the suspect. From the West Coast to USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The Education Department is forgiving the student loan debt of more than 100,000 people through the Public Service Loan Forgiveness Waiver. The amount forgiven totaled around $6.8 billion. The average amount of debt reduction per borrower is around $60,000. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160. If you would like to weigh in, share your thoughts and opinions about the cat food that people were eating at Burger King and McDonald's when they go out, and Taco Bell and all of these other fast food places. I thought it was suspicious that people began eating more fast food and the cat food began disappearing. But now, having heard the ingredients of what is actually going into fast food, I'm sitting here going, yeah, that's the back of my cat's food label is what you're reading out right there. So yeah, all the meat and the meat byproducts and the veins and the emulsified cartilage or whatever. That's
crushed bone, apparently.
Yeah, that's what they put in wet cat food, right? And that's also what they put in fast food. So there's a cat food shortage. I don't know what else to say when people are eating more. Will you people out there stop eating my cat food? But before we got into that, we were talking about PayPal. And when I say my cat food, I mean the food that is for my cats, not for me. I'm not going to go home tonight and eat a can of cat food. It's not that bad here in New Hampshire yet because we are advocates of cryptocurrency and gold and stuff like that. So even when it does get that bad, when you're looking at your cat's food, being like, man, that's not, I, on the other hand, have two great, big, fat, juicy cats I can eat. That's a bad joke. It didn't land, clearly. I would never eat my cats.
Conan pointed out that eating your pets isn't enough meat and nutrition to mask the... Like, they'll help you not be depressed. They'll help you wake up if you don't have an alarm clock anymore because the internet's gone or whatever.
There's all sorts of reasons. I mean, they're my friends. And yeah. I wouldn't eat my friends. But, you know, it's a funny joke. Well, I think it's funny. I like telling it to people, you know, when they're sitting there, they're worrying about eating cat food or whatever, adding water to their dry cat food so they'll start it. I'm like, yeah, it's nice for you. I got two cats I can eat. It's horrible, but it's my kind of dark humor. But anyway.
Conan really is going to eat his rabbits, though.
He is going to eat. And I saw videos of them today, and they're so cute.
So cute.
I don't know if he's going to eat these, or because he's also got something he was breeding to sell or something like that. So
he said he has meat rabbits and something else rabbits.
He's got pet rabbits. So I'm hoping that he was not so callous to be like, hey, look at these meat rabbits. Aren't they adorable? But it's coming.
Next video
is
him cutting them.
This is nature, people. Stop eating these seeds and crickets.
Well, you should definitely stop eating my cat's food. Yeah, I would appreciate that if people would comply. But before we got into that, we were talking about PayPal and how they're targeting independent media.
Again,
yes. Now, initially, they started out with people like Chris Cantwell as sex workers, the most unpopular people, and now they're spreading it to, I can't remember the name
of Consortium News, which I had not heard of, and Mint Press, which I have.
Mint Press I have heard of, but they were really obscure. It's not like they were one of the most popular sites, but they were one that I know for a fact in the past I have clicked on and used.
And Ian, I remember what they covered that you were talking about, that you told me about. You said that they covered the pumpkin riots in Keene.
Oh, cool. So PayPal sent out notices saying here that 180 days they're going to hold on to the balance of these accounts that are now locked down. They're saying you can still log into the account and see what the balance is, but that's about all you can do.
That's a true statement.
Yeah. Unlike many of the people on the list, consortium editor Joe Loria succeeded in actually reaching a human being at the company.
That's amazing.
In search of details about the frozen or held funds referenced in the note. The PayPal rep told him that if the company decided, quote, there was a violation, unquote, after their half-year-long review period, then it's possible, they said, that PayPal would keep the $9,348.14 remaining in consortium's account as, quote, damages, unquote.
And what they mean by that is that if some little kid used their parents' credit card to send money through PayPal, or they used their parents' account, or any of these sorts of scenarios, or just where someone was scammed into sending money to this person's PayPal account, in theory, they would just deduct that money and return the rest of it to the guy, but they don't have to, and their terms of service don't require them to, as I understand it.
Loria says, quote, a secretive process in which they could award themselves damages, not by a judge or a jury, totally in secret. Unquote. Consortium was founded by a late investigative reporter, Robert Perry, and has been critical of NATO and the Pentagon, and a consistent source of skeptical reporting about Russiagate, as well as one of just a few outlets regularly covering the Julian Assange case with any sympathy for the accused.
So a free speech advocate, right? So hopefully this person at the consortium, they are also accepting cryptocurrency, hopefully.
I hope so. Ironically, one if not, they ought to really look into it. Ironically, one of the site's primary themes involves exploring disinformation emanating from the intelligence community. The site has had content disrupted by platforms like Facebook before, but now its pockets are being picked in addition. The episode ups the ante again on a content moderation movement toward the world hinted at in response to the Canadian protests, where having the wrong opinions can result in your money being frozen or seized.
Which is also a good advertisement for cryptocurrency.
Absolutely. Going after cash is a big jump from simply deleting speech with a much bigger chilling effect. This is especially true in the alternative media world, where money has long been notoriously tight, and the loss of a few thousand dollars here or there can have a major effect on a website, podcast, or paper.
That's a really good point. Fox News isn't going to be hurt if they miss $9,000 or whatever it was. But the smaller place, their size, that's people not being able to pay their families.
As Mint Press founder
feed their families,
and executive director Minar Adley points out, the current era of content moderation characterized by private platforms either overtly or covertly working with government to identify accounts to censure really began with PayPal's historic decision in 2010 to halt donations to WikiLeaks. In that case, PayPal acted after receiving a letter from the State Department claiming the site's activities were illegal. Quote, PayPal banning donations from WikiLeaks really set up the blueprint for today's censorship. That's a strong argument there.
And it's a true one.
Loria believes PayPal is basing a potential claim on his company's funds on a list of restricted activities in its service agreement that includes providing, quote, false, inaccurate, or misleading information. Well, there it is, right there. That's the loophole that you can just drive a Mack truck right on through. Whatever it is the government says is misleading, as we've learned during the COVID years, is all they need to have to have the excuse to freeze your account now.
Even if something comes out that proves that it was true the whole
later
time.
Later on.
Like the Hunter Biden laptop stuff.
Yeah, you're not going to be able to go back to PayPal and say, ah, see, we were telling the truth. They're not going to care.
Well, it's even worse in reality because Julian Assange, WikiLeaks, they've never been caught in a lie.
Mm-hmm.
They've never been caught in misinformation. Everything that no one has ever even bothered to deny stuff that WikiLeaks has leaked.
No, they just want to put him in prison.
So it's not even misinformation, it's just information that the powers that be don't want us to have. And that's far scarier.
National security.
I think it's bad if they want to prevent people from saying things that aren't true, right? That's bad. You should be able to say something that isn't true, I think.
You should be able to say things that are not true.
However, when you go beyond that, it's like, no, I don't want you to be able to say things that I don't want other people to know. That's a different level of evil.
Well, Aria, because national security...
Well, if your national security requires deceit and shadows and lies and hidden information, then it shouldn't be secure.
Alan McLeod of Mint Press is one of the writers who received the notice about improper, quote, activity, unquote, in his account. He assumed at first there had to be a mistake. He said, the claim that my activity is inconsistent with their user agreement is complete nonsense because I literally haven't even used my PayPal account since at least August of 2021. He says, I actually assumed the suspension was because it had been inactive for too long. But that yet all of a sudden recently, they closed him out. His most recent article, however, is entitled, quote, The NATO to TikTok Pipeline, Why is TikTok Employing So Many National Security Agents?
That's a fair question.
Isn't it interesting that national security just means the security of the nation, which
that's
is
exactly
the,
what it
the
means.
Country, which is the government,
the
not you?
Correct. In the same way that public health actually means the health of the state.
Yeah, but to the average person, they buy into the mythology. To them, national security means they get to sleep safely at night,
right,
knowing that the terror alert is only level yellow or orange or whatever crazy scheme they've devised. It's sad. We knew this was coming, and this is why we spoke out against it when they shut down Chris Cantwell. And, of course, back then, no one cared because he's Chris Cantwell. He's just a Nazi. What does it matter? It always matters. It was always leading to this, and it's always going to get worse. 603-283-6160. When we get back, we're going to talk about something more closer to home here in New Hampshire. Governor Sununu and detention center.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits. At least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils,
But what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Show. If you like the ideas of liberty being out there on national radio, if you want to help us reach an larger audience, the best way to do that is with the Amps program. You can find it at amps.freetalklive.com. That's amps.freetalklive.com. Andrew Loy is tonight's amplifier. He's a civil level amplifier, which means that Andrew is giving $5 per month to the Amps program. And that's all it takes to get in, $5 per month. It gets you a number of cool little features, like an app-only podcast, an app-only version of the podcast that you can find there on Patreon. I think there's an app-only Facebook group and an app-only chat room on the Matrix server, so check it out, amps.freetalklive.com. If you like this show, if you want to help show your support, advertise, market, promote, and support is what it stands for, so that's amps.freetalklive.com. Now, Bonnie, I hadn't heard anything about this because if I'm paying attention to local New Hampshire news, it's going to be something related to cryptocurrency and, you know, federal charges and stuff like that. Otherwise, whatever New Hampshire is doing, it's probably not as urgent to me as other things. However, then I hear words like detention center, and I'm like, oh, what have I not been paying attention to? Because it sounds like I need to go back to paying attention to New Hampshire news.
Yeah, if you haven't heard about the main reason this is in the news, it's in the news because there's a place called the Sununu Detention Center for youth in New Hampshire. Youth Detention Center.
Please tell me this is named after Chris Sununu. That's the cover.
No, it's named after one of his grandparents or something, because they're like a...
Family goes way back.
I don't know if it's his grandparents or his dad, but it's actually not him, the governor, but it's kind of unfortunate for him.
I wouldn't want my name on a detention center.
Especially not if they're raping kids since the 1960s. Yeah, that's why it's in the news, because they got raped. And I didn't even know that it was more than, I hate to say, like, more than just sexual abuse, because that's horrible already. But they were also doing things like making kids fight for their food.
Oh, my God.
Locking them in.
That sort of thing wouldn't happen in New Hampshire without the state.
Yep. I mean, it wouldn't happen at such a mass scale. Maybe some people, some psychopath once in a few decades, would lock their own kid in a closet or something and, you know, eventually
right.
you find out.
Once you liberate the kids from the psychopath and put them in the hands of somebody who's actually going to take care of them, the problem is solved. Whereas if the state is molesting children or torturing them or whatever, then it's this whole political process of trying to change the system from the inside, and how do we investigate this, and who do we blame, and it's just it's going to take years to change anything about that system.
And that's ultimately what this story is all about, that somebody sent me today, if I was important to cover it, because this is about the government not wanting to take full responsibility for the fact that this happened under their watch.
And sure, why should they?
It's really horrible.
Well, I am going to begin tweeting at Governor Sununu tonight about his little rape center.
Yep.
And hopefully, I mean, that won't do anything, but I enjoy trolling him on Twitter and saying, hey, man, how's that rape center of yours doing? Seems like a pretty good way of, you know, trolling him. So tell me what's going on here, because I have not heard anything about it.
This broke from a year ago.
Well, this story is from 7 hours ago.
Okay.
InDepthNewHampshire.org. Lawyers criticize state's abuse settlement proposal.
I didn't realize this may be longer. Did you want to save this for another night?
I think we can get the basics down.
Yeah,
the basics are in the beginning of any story.
Okay.
Says lawyers for the victims in the Sununu Youth Detention Center abuse lawsuit says the state's proposed settlement agreement is a trap.
Mm.
Which also sounds familiar.
Okay, so the investigation has been ongoing, and other states like, hey, we'll offer you a settlement, but it probably includes something like you can't sue us or you can't appeal it, that sort of nonsense.
It says the legislature is considering a bill, which I thought was so weird. They're not taking it to court. They want to not have to take it to court.
Right,
so they want
I can't say I blame them.
They want to just put out this bill. It says, considering a bill that would offer a $100 million settling to the victims who claim they were tortured and abused as children while being held at the Sununu Youth Detention Center.
Wow. How many? Do you know how many people are
I think it goes on. I think it says that here, but okay. It says, on Wednesday, lawyers David Viciano and Russ Riley issued a statement calling the settlement proposal political theater. Quote, the Senate is poised to vote on a bill, HB 1677, that supposedly atones for the state's unfathomable sins. If it passes, it will do so even though Senate President Morris and Attorney General Formella refused to meet with a single victim, who Senator Morris refers to as these people. It therefore is unsurprising that HB 1677 is a stark departure from the mainstream victim-friendly settlement processes we have seen work successfully for victims of church, state, and school abuse across the country in recent years. This bill is a political move to fool the public into thinking the current political leadership actually cares about the children the state abused. It says there are more than 300 men and women who say they were physically or sexually abused as children by 150 staffers. From 1960 to 2018, which is a perfect example of the system is worse than the thing you're trying to use the system to fix. 150 people from 1960 to 2018 were sexually and physically abusing kids. It says the abuse includes gang rapes, forced to fight each other for food, and being locked in solitary confinement for weeks or months.
And there was 300 alleged victims in the suit?
Yes.
And none of the 150 perpetrators of this tragedy are going to serve any time, are they?
Probably not. I think that that's what they're also trying to get around. They don't want to take it to court.
They want to settle.
They just want to give them money.
These are criminal acts.
Sure, but
it is against the law to rape children, even if you're an overseer at a county detention center or a state's detention center.
It actually says the state has so far charged several former employees for their roles in the alleged abuse.
Several out of 150.
Yep, exactly. While at the same time, the state is pursuing a settlement agreement. Viciano, which is one of the people that is from the Senate who wants this settlement agreement to go through, said Wednesday the settlement agreement being proposed minimized the level of abuse the victims... Oh, wait, no, Viciano is one of the people speaking out against it, sorry. He said Wednesday the settlement agreement being proposed minimized the level of abuse victims suffered and locks the victims into capped settlements based on the state's own definition of the abuse. In no other situation does the criminal get to be the judge and jury of its own case and decide the sentence, he said.
It's a fair point, but I mean, it is the state, and the state is always judge, jury, and executioner. I'm sorry that this was done to this person, but the state is ultimately always judge, jury, and executioner. That is not particularly new. But it is terrible what was done to these people. And obviously, there's nothing that the state of New Hampshire can do to make any of this better, but a fat paycheck will help.
And the proposal here, I'm looking at the proposed bill, HB 1677, it does say that for claims involving sexual and physical abuse or sexual abuse only, no individual claimant shall be paid more than $1.5 million in settlement of all claims. For all claims involving physical abuse only, no individual claimant shall be paid more than $150,000 in settlement of all physical abuse claims in the aggregate. And then that's just one excerpt here. So I presume what they're trying to do here, Bonnie, is the state attorneys are trying to negotiate with the attorneys of the however many people that of the 300 victims. They said 300, I guess, in the case. So of the 300 victims, they're trying to say, hey, look, you know, we're putting this thing together. We're trying to do what's right here, okay? So can you just
accept
this deal?
They're not trying very hard.
Can you just accept this deal, and then we can make this, we can just put an end to this. We won't have to fight in court for years. The thing is, if they go to court, they could get much bigger payouts, yep. And that's the idea here.
That's what the lawyer says. Formella said the proposed agreement would allow the victims to avoid a potentially traumatic lawsuit, but the victims are able to pursue greater rewards through traditional lawsuits.
The victims are traumatized at this point.
Yep.
Yeah.
Demanding justice isn't going to trauma. What traumatized them was getting raped and being thrown into solitary confinement for months or weeks. And then having to fight for their food. That's what traumatized them. And the New Hampshire taxpayer is going to be the fool who ends up paying for this nonsense.
Also, right. Some of the victims are being excluded because of in this bill. I'm not sure by what metric, but it says Amanda Grady Sexton, Director of Public Affairs for the New Hampshire Coalition Against Domestic and Sexual Violence, said her organization cannot support the bill as it excludes too many victims.
Not a surprise.
No, and I hope this works out for the victims. Of course, I don't see any way that it could. I mean, ultimately, they are going to have to come to peace with what happened to them and forgive the transgressors who did it. However, that doesn't mean it wouldn't go a long way for these people to get a nice, fat payout from this. And that's the least that these people who committed these acts could do, I would argue. However, it's not. You said dozens of these perpetrators were facing criminal charges or had faced criminal charges. That's several out of hundreds going back, I think it was 58 years. I don't remember now. I did the math off the top of my head and I don't remember now what it was. But even then, it's going to be the New Hampshire taxpayer who has to pay these $1 million settlements. Not even the people who actually did anything wrong. Most of them are going about just fine.
And the proposed process involves filing a claim and then an administrator decides, not a jury. And they can decide you don't get anything.
We're out of time for tonight, but you can join us in the meantime on our social media server at social.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product
fact I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.